From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks rallying, S&P 500 index trading at a record. We do hear from Alcoa after the closing bell. Alcoa shares up now by 2.3%. Here's where equities stand. We've got the S&P 500 index up 10 to 2140, a gain of 0.5%. NASDAQ up 36, a gain of 0.7%. Dow Industrials up 108 points, a gain of 0.6%. 10-year down 19 30 seconds with a yield of 1.42%. Gold down $1.70, $13.56 the ounce, a drop there of 0.1%. And crude oil, West Texas Intermediate, now at $45.02, down 38 cents, a drop of 0.9%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, Alcoa reporting today after the bell, unofficially kicking off earnings season. We want to get right to what is expected, how this company is faring, and certainly its spinoff. It's becoming two companies. Where does that stand now, and what does that mean for investors? Anthony Young joins us now, metals and mining analyst for Macquarie. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So set the table for us. You're an analyst. You're waiting so closely to see, or watching so closely to see, what happens with Alcoa. What's at the top of your list?
Well, I mean, this quarter is somewhat unique given the split that the company is going to be occurring at the company. So the split will play a major factor in this earnings release. Investors will be looking for further details on that. But then also fundamentally, trying to figure out, you know, what's going on with the aluminum business and what's going on with the downstream or their industrials business, and looking at the drivers that are impacting that and the profitability that they're able to generate in those two companies once they split.
Anthony, tell us the details about these two companies. What are they going to do, and is this also beneficial for investors?
Well, I think it will be beneficial for investors. You know, you do have this somewhat of a conglomerate with Alcoa. You have five divisions, two divisions on the upstream, one that produces aluminum and alumina, and then on the downstream, you have the rolled products and engineered products and a transportation and construction systems. So to split these into two different companies, I think it'll allow management to focus on cost cutting. It'll also allow investors to have a better feel on how each of these entities should be valued separately.
This is a very large picture question, but I guess it's the kind of question where people are going to be waiting to hear on the call from Alcoa. A lot going on in the world, and Brexit, for example, some have contended that it's going to cause a broader slowdown in Europe, which accounted for about 24% of Alcoa's fiscal 2015 revenue.
Yes, you know, I think that the Brexit will be something that almost every company will probably address as we go through earnings season. And I'm sure a lot of companies or some companies that miss earnings very well may point to a slowdown in business activity surrounding that. But I think that when you look at the commodity space right now, a low interest rate environment should be supportive to commodities. Also, I think here in the U.S. specifically, when you're looking at the PMI numbers and some of the other leading indicators, there's a growing sense of the recovery really taking hold and possibly picking up a little bit here over the coming quarters, which should lead to better demand, particularly for some of the industrial components that Alcoa provides to things like the aerospace and the power generation industries.
Anthony, I know that we're looking for what? Earnings per share to come in for the second quarter of 9 cents. Second quarter revenue estimates about $5.25 billion. And I'm wondering if, as far as the split off goes, having two different types of businesses under one umbrella, does that create a kind of cushion? You know, when one part of the business does well, the other part might not, so that there's a balance. Why is splitting it up into two so much better for the corporation?
Well, you do have some advantages, I think, with conglomerates, but I think when you have these two, you know, they're seemingly related, but they're also complete distinct businesses, it should just allow for more of a focus. You know, I think that basically instead of having one company that is in the process of restructuring and, you know, management possibly focusing on one division or another, and restructuring that over time, I think that with the two separate entities, you'll have two separate management teams that can focus on positioning each of their businesses in the best possible manner for where they should fit in the supply chain with respect to lightweight metals and industrial components. So I think that they're, you know, unfortunately for Alcoa, there's a lot of work to be done here, but I think that with two management teams, that work can be done more quickly than it could be under just one roof.
Anthony, can you give us an example of a company similar to Alcoa or not, who has done something like this where it failed or where it succeeded wildly? Some reason to give us why we should be doubtful this is going to work or confident that it will?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a tough question because, you know, when you think about succeeding or failing, whether it be the stock price or the inherent value of the business or the cash generation, you know, it's sort of, you have different metrics that you may look at. For example, BHP, when they split into South 32, and then the legacy BHP, iron ore, energy, copper, and met coal businesses, you know, the South 32 today just ticked higher than the IPO price where it was historically, and that equity, at least by the market, seems to be more attractive now than it had been in the past. So I guess from a stock perspective, that one is now working, but, you know, it was a very long time frame. It was underwater for 12 months here relative to the spin price. So I think that, you know, it's not to say that Alcoa will split and both stocks will immediately trade higher going into that event, but I think that a split will, again, allow the management teams to focus on the fundamentals, and over time, whether that's a quarter, 6 months, or 2 years down the road, it will be better for investors.
Thank you very much for spending time with us. Anthony Young is metals and mining analyst for Macquarie. Speaking about Alcoa, they will be reporting earnings after the close of trading today. This is Taking Stock. I'm Pim Fox, my co-host Kathleen Hayes, and this is Bloomberg.
Brooklyn is exploding. Ellen Freudenheim joins us next. She's the author of The Brooklyn Experience. We're going to find out if there are opportunities for investors.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.